a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Yeah.
Before we start the show, you can always support the twins at officialhorsetwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic hat, a t-shirt today, or maybe a white privilege card, or maybe some beard products. Use discount code ChineseFires. I give you 20% off. Yeah.
Yeah, we're back on the road. We're going to Texas. Going to be in San Antonio and Dallas. Got some more shows coming.
Going to Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, going to Milwaukee. Terre Haute. We're going to Indiana. Terre Haute or Terre Haute?
I think it's Terre Haute. Terre Haute?
It's not up on our website yet, but we
Terre Haute, man.
Yeah, Terre Haute. But anyway, you go to Hawks Twins.
You're crazy to say a Terre Haute.
You go to
Terre Haute.
Hey, stop screaming at me. Go to HawksTwinsTour.com for tickets. We got some new shows coming. But anyway, we're going to talk about this police officer in La Mesa, California. He got fired. Yeah. This is what happened when you white and you run into a black dude.
White people, I don't even know why y'all stopping black people. It's just too much going on. I would just look the other way.
I mean, in this particular circumstance,
yeah,
definitely. If I was a white police officer, I would have just looked the other way. I would act like I didn't see him.
Yeah, this incident we about to discuss with y'all, this was 2 days after what happened to George Floyd.
Yeah, keep in mind, keep in context of the situation. This police interaction was 2 days after the George Floyd incident. We all know this entire country was on fire.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but
I want to say one thing. Before we get into the details of this video, I just want to let everybody know I've already went to Brandon Tatum and watched this video. Hey, Brandon, if you're watching this video, we big fans. Yeah. We even donated to Tatum Report.
Right, yeah.
I do respect his opinion, but, you know, I got my opinions too, you know.
Yeah, if y'all know who he is, he's a popular YouTuber. He's an ex-police officer.
Yeah.
He did a video about the same incident.
Hey, big fans over here. Both of us. Big fans.
Yeah, so no need to comment and tell us to go look at his video. We already saw it.
Every time we do a police incident, y'all need to go watch Brandon Tatum's video. That's the first. Where do you think I got the idea from?
Yeah.
I got it from Brandon.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, before I even get to this video, there's only certain situations when a police officer can approach, stop, and frisk someone in California. Yeah. A cop just can't go up to anybody and just stop them and frisk them.
Yeah.
It's unconstitutional.
Right.
So I'm going to read to you the actual law in the state of California.
Yeah.
All right. It's called California Stop and Frisk Law. The law of stop and frisk, also known as Terry stops in California, consists of two basic rules.
Some Terry stops?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
What the hell is a Terry stop?
Yeah.
This is Officer Hodge. I'm fitting to do a Terry stop.
Yeah, but anyway, here we go. Police may temporarily detain you in a public place even without a valid arrest warrant if they have reasonable suspicion that you have been involved in criminal activity.
Yeah.
And two, police may conduct a pat-down search, also known as a frisk, of your outer clothing to look for weapons if they have justifiable belief that you may be armed and dangerous.
You heard that? They got to have a reasonable suspicion that you're involved in criminal activity.
Like in this incident, this guy's just sitting, I guess, at a bus stop.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if the cop sees you sitting there and maybe he sees a weapon protruding from underneath your clothing, he can actually stop you, even if you have a concealed weapon permit.
He can, that's true. I mean, he can stop and frisk somebody that he doesn't have a warrant if he sees a man at a bus stop. Just a man sitting at the bus stop, you're not breaking any laws or anything like that. Yeah. But if he sees you masturbating with your mushroom tip in your hand, hey, I just seen you breaking a law in front of me. I'm going to go ahead and do a Terry stop on you.
I wouldn't stop him. That dude probably got stuff all over his hand.
Lube and everything.
Right? I mean, if you fit the description of somebody just broke the law, like there's a APB. What is it called? An APB? An APB.
I want to put an APB out.
Yeah, there's
an
APB.
What the hell is that? All points bulletin.
But what? Bulletin. Right? And you fit the description of somebody just committed a crime, a robbery or some kind of crime, they can stop you.
Yeah. Or if you walk around, you got a knife in your hand, it's blood all over. Or you walk in and they see you in the parking lot, you walk around with a jackhammer in your hand and you busting people's windows.
Yeah, of course.
He's got to seek criminal activity. He just cannot, a police officer cannot approach you. You're just standing there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I had to lay that down first. And another thing I need to read to y'all, this cop actually arrested a guy for assaulting a police officer. So I need to read to you what the law is in California when it comes to assault.
Yeah.
California law and Penal Code 240 PC defines the crime of assault as an unlawful attempt coupled with a present ability to commit a violent injury on the person of another. The offense is a misdemeanor punishable by 6 months. So that's what assault is.
So that I'm going to break it down for you. Assault is like I swing any act of me on another person, and under a reasonable person, you would think that that will cause serious bodily injury to that person or an injury.
Yeah, I mean, pull up the definition again. Sometimes you need a definition of the definition.
Sometimes okay. You got to read things.
Yeah, the crime of assault as an unlawful attempt coupled with a present ability to commit a violent injury on the person of another.
Yeah,
the offense is a misdemeanor.
It's only assault if a reasonable person thinks if you would touch that person with that act that you just performed, that a serious injury would occur. Like, if I throw a punch at you and miss, that's assault.
Yeah.
Because if I would have connected with you, you going to sleep.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm swinging, I miss, I'm going to jail for assault because they said, man, if he had connected, you'd be asleep right now.
Yeah, that's, yeah, yeah. I mean, it varies by state, but me just swinging at you, that's an assault.
Yeah.
But me doing this, that's
a reasonable person would not believe this would cause a serious injury to you.
Yeah.
Unless you're 107 years old and you got a walker. You push them, they fall over and die.
Yeah.
A reasonable person, me but doing this to him, that's not assault because there was no intent to cause a serious injury to him. See, it's not going to cause a serious injury. I might hurt his feelings, but that's not assault in California. See, that is, would you think that's going to cause injury to you? I mean, it's going to hurt your feelings, but
get the hell off me.
Yeah, you see what I'm going with this, right?
Yeah.
Y'all understand?
Yeah.
I'm just going to hurt his feelings. You can't write people tickets if they hurt your feelings. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so now that we got these definitions in place,
we on the same page.
We're on the same page. Yeah. And don't get it twisted. We defend the blue over here.
I got the T-shirt on right now. You can pick it up at officialhorsetwins.com.
Right. So
use discount code ChineseVirus. I give you 20% off.
Kevin, come on, man. They know all that. You say it in every. All right. So we're going to show you this video. Show them the video. Okay. Stop it right here.
Well, you can stop before you just cut the video.
I gotta tell him what's going on. Okay, this guy's just sitting. I guess he's at a bus stop.
He's at a truck.
He's in front of an apartment complex. There's a sign back there that says no smoking.
Yeah.
And also the officer said there's some signs saying no loitering.
Yeah.
So
you need to define what loitering is before we go into
the video. Loitering is when you sitting around somewhere in a public area and you ain't got no purpose for being there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like if I go into 7-Eleven. And I buy me some Twinkies and a Diet Dr. Pepper, and I come outside and I'm waiting on a ride. I have a reason to be there.
I was in that
shopping, and I'm just waiting on a ride to pick me up.
Yeah, it's not considered loitering. Yeah. There's also in a lot of jurisdictions, there's some time constraints. You can't be deemed loitering if you've been out there 30 seconds or a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
It's not deemed loitering.
Shut up. Let me do some talking.
If you have an intended purpose of being somewhere, it's not considered loitering.
Yeah.
I cannot say that word, loitering.
It's too many of them short vowel sounds in there, man.
That damn I and that T in the middle just throw me off.
I think it's that O throwing you off. Loitering.
Yeah, there you go.
Say it.
No, you say it for me.
Loitering.
There you go.
Say it to say it.
Loitering.
There you go. Now, loitering is like a homeless person out in front of your place in a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
He ain't got no reason to be there.
Yeah.
He's sleeping. He's loitering.
Well, he got a, okay. So, there's a sign that says no smoking. So, the cops says this in his initial report that he stopped him because he said he was smoking.
Let's just watch the video.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a sign at the beginning because he had just turned on his body cam. Y'all can read, I know.
The Like he's pointing at somebody. Yeah. Right. Cops are, where you going? Sit your ass
he
down.
He slaps the cop's hand away.
Yeah.
Right there. That's the, he just touched the
what
cop.
What the hell's the audio?
Well, he just cut the bike cam on.
Off me, bro. What you grabbing me for, bro? I already told you niggas is coming straight.
Niggas.
You look goofy as hell, bro. Stop touching me, bro.
Niggas is coming straight.
Hey, what I tell you? I told you I'm waiting for somebody to come here. Okay. They right here, bro. Sit down. Oh, oh my God, you're tough. Come. Hey, you tough as
stop.
Hey, we don't stop. Bro, you goofy as hell, bro. Hey, Mr. Dadges, you making a big deal out of nothing, Brody.
You're the one that
you making a big deal out of nothing, Brody.
Sit down.
You making a big deal out of nothing. You real big, though, huh? Dude, hey, you real big.
You're the one that just
hey, you real big.
Sit down.
Hey, you real tough.
Okay.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, where was I? Where was I at? Where was I at? Right there. I told you, brother, right the came, bro.
That's fine.
The people came. I'm finna dip.
Okay.
I have no reason to be detained by you, bro.
Sit down.
Bro, stop.
Sit down.
Bro, you see your bro?
Sit down, dude. For real.
Y'all are funny as hell, bro.
That's fine, dude.
You've already put
your hands on me.
Bro, I didn't put nothing on you, bro. It's on camera, so you can check
okay,
it.
That's
it's
fine.
All good. Hey, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? Hey, look at my name. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Dude, I'm talking to you.
Sit down.
I'm waiting for somebody to come.
Okay.
All right, bro. Tell him to stop touching me, bro.
No.
First of all, stop touching me.
You can't listen.
Nah, back up out of here, bro.
Listen to me.
Bro, y'all okay. Hella goofy, bro.
I'm talking to you, and you smack me.
Bro, nobody smacked you, bro. Where I smack you?
You did it?
All right, look. Now, cops can put their hands on you, but they have
to control the scene. I agree with you. Cops can put their hands on you. They can control the scene. They can detain you. But you better have the evidence to back it up. Because right now, you just took away that man's civil liberties.
Yeah,
You took away his rights right now. So you better have the evidence.
All right, let me do some talking. Under the stop and frisk law in California, he's got to be under reasonable suspicion.
Yeah.
That he's participating or he's done some criminal activity. Yeah. What is his criminal activity at this point?
Yeah,
he told you he was just sitting there. He's not actually loitering. He's just sitting there. Somebody's come pick him up. Simultaneously, while the cop interacts with him, his ride shows up.
Right.
He points to them.
Right.
So if I'm the police officer at that point, and if I'm like approaching you to ask you what you're doing here, at this point, I mean, at some point, you got to back the f*** off. His ride's there.
Yeah.
That what crime is he broken?
He wasn't loitering. He had a specific reason to be there. He's waiting on a ride.
So he wasn't
loitering.
Yeah.
I don't see a cigarette either.
Yeah. He said he was smoking.
Yeah.
And but long story short, there's another angle to this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and show that.
Yeah,
other.
From the other angle. You can see the video. I don't never see him throw a punch or anything, the black guy.
Well, they up in each other's face.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see what happened before this.
Yeah. I mean, I never see him swing or anything.
Well, he's upset that he's being detained for
it. I will be, too. I'm just sitting there waiting on a ride, a cop all up in my face. I'm like, man, get out my face, man.
I mean, you would have definitely handled it a lot different. So look, I'm just waiting on a ride. I wouldn't have got aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't have got aggressive.
What are you talking
about
as the police officer?
No, as the guy. If I was the guy, I wouldn't have got aggressive. I've been a lot more calmer in the situation. You know what I mean?
But you got to keep in mind, he's black. And George Floyd just happened, and mainstream media is painting white cops out to be these evil demons just hunting down white men. So,
yeah, I mean.
The political climate is not good right now.
I mean, and I want to say that as a white police officer, 2 days after George Floyd, you really want to interact with somebody who's just sitting down?
Maybe he's loitering. Maybe he's smoking a cigarette. I'm not telling you not to do your job, but you got to learn how to pick your battles.
Yeah. Pick your battles wisely. Yeah. I mean, is this worth your time, actually?
No, it's not. You could be doing something much more constructive. Now, this is another video. This is the only time I see the black gentleman put hands on a police officer. He's trying to walk away. He pushes the police officer's hand
Because his ride showed
away.
Up. Yeah.
You'll see it. See his hand move out the way? He pushed his hand out of the way. Under the definition of assault, that's not assault. Him pushing his hand away was never intended
Keep
to
it
cause
up.
Any bodily injury. Maybe it's going to hurt his feelings, but under California law, that's not assault. Yeah. If you think that's assault, That's just way too much power we giving police officers.
Okay, so the cop was actually fired for falsifying a police report because the body cam footage, and there were several people out there recording this incident, nowhere did it show that he actually assaulted the police officer. They take that very, very seriously. Falsifying a police report?
Yeah. And he put in a police report that he was resisting arrest. I never saw him resist arrest.
Well, I mean, if you don't sit there and just get on your knees and do exactly what they say, they will call that resisting arrest because he's walking around.
Right.
That's why they called it resist arrest. But
and you watch that body cam, he never told him he was under arrest. He said he was detained. How can you write him a citation for resisting arrest when you never told him he was under arrest? He was being detained. Those two are not the same thing. He never resisted or prevented anybody from putting handcuffs on him.
Yeah. I mean, he just said he was detained.
Yeah.
He says to detain him. I mean, they have the right to detain, but he didn't have the threshold to detain this person.
Yeah, there's no evidence of that. There's no evidence that he was loitering. He told him he had a specific reason why he was in the area.
Yeah.
So you have to throw loitering out. He said he was smoking, or he appeared to be smoking. He did not gather any evidence of a cigarette butt with his DNA.
Yeah, maybe swallowed it. Cops here. Can't be smoking out here. Yeah, take me to jail for that shit.
Yeah. I mean, but it's a slam shut case. I hate to see anybody lose their job.
I don't think he should lose his job. He should have got additional training. Say, look, this is how you should have handled this situation.
Maybe some sensitivity training. Gave him some desk work. Say, hey, man, we didn't find any evidence or he wasn't smoking. You said he was loitering. He had a specific reason to be in the area. It's just a perfect learning experience. But the DA is not going, is not taking this case lightly.
I mean, it's the political climate we're living in.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to know as a white police officer.
Yeah.
Is this worth my time stopping him for smoking,
and
allegedly smoking a cigarette?
Yeah, and loitering. I mean, I didn't know you couldn't smoke outside.
Well, certain areas you can't. I used to live in San Diego.
Yeah.
When I was in the Marine Corps, I don't know how many tickets I got for playing my music too loud.
Yeah.
I got a ticket for being at San Diego Beach.
Yeah.
Playing my music too loud outside in my car at the beach. I go to court in my uniform.
Yeah.
I was a Marine. Judge said, what's going on? I said, man, I was outside playing my music. It's the weekend, Judge.
Had a hard week.
Had a hard week. Staff sergeant on my ass every day. I was like, just listen to my music. I had it up. It was loud, but I mean, there's a lot of loud stuff going on. We're at the freaking beach.
Yeah, you had a couple 6x9s, didn't you?
I had a Kenwood. Had a couple 6x9s and an amp.
Yeah, that was loud, man. Yeah. Whenever you came by my house, man, I could hear you a block down the road.
That was in my liberal days.
You know what's funny? Some niggas stole all of it.
Yeah.
I said, where's your sister, man? He said, man, some niggas got it. They took his 6x9s. They took his biggest smalls.
They took my Tupac, took everything.
That's messed up.
Took everything.
Y'all know how I knew it was a bunch of niggas. He lived in a black neighborhood.
Hey, man, let's get off
It's
that.
A difference between being, well, I get off of it.
Yeah.
Y'all seen the evidence. Y'all seen the video. He never assaulted him.
Yeah.
Not under California definition.
Yeah.
He was never smoking. He had absolutely, if you ask me from what I saw, he had absolutely no right to even approach that man.
Yeah. I mean, they actually ran him for warrants. I think that was his goal. This dude looked like he's good for something. checked him for warrants. He was clean.
I think it more likely this man saw him sitting there and he profiled him. And one thing led to another. Before you know it, you can't take it back. Everybody's out there recording. I mean, you have the right to approach somebody and detain them if they've broken the law, if you have reasonable suspicion. But he just told you he's sitting there waiting on a ride, so he's no longer
the loitering. Ride shows up as you're like, interrogating him to figure out what's going on.
Which means he was not loitering.
Yeah.
And I don't see him smoking. And you falsified and report that he assaulted you. He never swung at you not one time.
There's multiple cameras.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
The cop actually drove this dude to the police station.
Yeah.
Right. Writes him a ticket in the car.
Yeah.
Right. And then lets him go from the police station. Doesn't take him into the police station. He just drove him all the way to the police station and wrote him a ticket and said, hey, get the hell out of here. I mean, the dude was waiting for a ride. How the hell is he supposed to get home? Y'all don't find that a little bit odd?
I will put the.
You could have wrote the ticket right there where you was at. His ride was there. Y'all don't think the cops flexing on him just a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand this guy's a. He came off like a total asshole to the cop.
Yeah, I'm not condoning his behavior.
Yeah.
I'm not condoning his language.
Yeah, I wouldn't have never handled that. I would have handled it totally different. And yeah. I guarantee you the cop would have treated me different than him because I would have handled the situation a lot. I'd have remained calm, said, look, I'm just waiting for my friends. Yeah. Look, there he go.
Yeah.
Can I go now?
Yeah. It, things would have went a lot smoother if the suspect was a lot calmer. But you got to keep in mind, people don't like cops. And you approaching him just by sitting there is proven that cops are there's bad cops out there. He's just sitting there. Yeah. He's not bothering anybody.
Yeah.
And when you approached him, when you y'all got all up in each other's face.
Yeah.
He has every right to be upset with you.
Yeah, he does.
Every right.
Yeah, actually he does. I mean, I would have been upset. I would have just been remained more calm. And if he would have sat me down and said, well, I need to do this and that, I said, you're gonna check me for what? Like warrants? What?
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here waiting for a ride.
Yeah.
You don't have – I would have looked at the cop, look, you actually do not have the legal requirement to detain me. I've done nothing wrong.
Yeah. And if you ask me, did he falsify a report? He falsified his report several times. He said he was loitering. Through the investigation, from what I saw, he had a specific reason to be there. He said he was smoking. I don't see any evidence.
Well, he didn't say he was loitering. He said there was – in the official police report, it says there's signs for no loitering and no smoking.
Right.
So that's why he even approached the guy.
Right. For smoking. Outside.
Hey, but you can't smoke there. There's a sign right there.
Look, you either believe in freedom or you don't. I mean, I would have never approached him.
I wouldn't.
I mean, you just got to realize the political climate we're in. He's black, you're white.
Yeah. And if I stop a black person,
I'm going to have damn good reason. I'm not going to risk my job or my career over a black guy sitting at a bus stop smoking a cigarette. Why? It's just stupid.
You can only lose in this type of situation.
Yeah.
Why would you even approach that?
You have nothing to gain by stopping a black guy smoking a cigarette.
That you say smoke. There's no evidence of him smoking. Maybe he swallowed. I don't know.
Yeah.
But why even approach this dude?
Yeah.
Now look what's going on.
This cop is actually,
I think, looking at 3 years in jail for falsifying the police report. Was this worth it?
Yeah. One thing led to another. Your feelings might have got hurt or whatever, but you sat on a report that man assaulted you. He never did assault you. He never did swing at you. He didn't throw any punches. He didn't resist arrest. You lied. You just basically lied. And everything's on video. Everything. Yeah. You even wrote it. You signed your report. They got you dead to rights.
I'm going to show the video of him. This is the video of the cop taking him to, like, the police station and writing him a ticket at the police station. And look what he says to the guy outside the police station.
All right, is there any other statements that you want to add to put on the report?
Not if you're going to let me go, bro. Just go ahead and unlock this right here. Let
so
me
I just
out.
Want to confirm, was there a reason that you put your hands on me?
Is there a reason that you put your hands on me?
Yeah, because you were detained and you were walking away.
Okay. All right. Are you going to let me out now?
No, I'm asking. I had a question.
Okay. Is this a part of the detaining process? Is this a part of the detainment? Could I be am I free to be let go now?
No.
Am I free to go?
No.
Am I free to go? Okay, then. Well, I don't have anything to say to you.
Okay, great. All You've right. already said it. I mean,
okay.
I'll put
awesome.
It in the report.
I'll put in the report then. Am I allowed to step foot out the car?
Yep. Step out.
Okay, thank you.
Face over here. All right, come over to the front of the car. All right. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to be getting two citations today.
Yep.
So you are being placed under arrest.
Uh-huh.
They're both misdemeanors. One's for assault on a police officer, and the other one is for resisting or delaying. It's 148 PC. On the bottom there, I put a court date for September 23rd.
Uh-huh.
So once the courts reopen, you can go ahead and check back in on that.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and face over here. Cool.
Bro, stop touching me.
Okay.
I already touched
you.
Okay,
you're still detained.
All right, that's awesome. Stop touching me.
Great.
Stop touching me. Stop touching me.
Okay.
All right, but stop touching me.
Okay, so you understand
okay,
the citation.
Stop touching me?
Right?
No, you're stop touching
you're
me?
All over right. the place.
Is that me touching you again? Is that me assaulting you?
And it's like he's trying to, what I gather from this, the cop's trying to
gather evidence.
Trying to gather evidence, get him to admit to assaulting him, which never happened.
Yeah.
It's like he's trying to convince the dude, hey, man, you assaulted me. And the guy's like, I didn't assault you.
Yeah.
And there's actually a video of this. Of him driving to the police station where they're going back and forth for like 30 minutes.
It's funny as hell. They talking shit to one another.
They talking shit to each other. And the cop's trying to coax trying to convince him that he actually assaulted him when he never did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a shame, really. Just a real shame.
I mean, I think it's a shame because this guy, I mean, I realize he was rude to the police officer and he needs to learn respect.
Yeah.
But you're going to write him a ticket, assault for a police officer. What if there's no body cam footage? What if there's no cell phone footage? Yeah. This guy have an assault on a police officer on his record the rest of his life at the age of 23. Do y'all think that's cool?
Yeah, that's going to ruin his life. He's going to lose a lot of opportunities. Like, oh, this guy's a violent thug.
They do criminal searches. You're going to actually hire somebody who assaulted a police officer?
Yeah, him having a fulfilling life after this with that type of charge is going to be very difficult.
That's tough.
That's why they're going after that police officer, because you could have ruined a young man's life.
Now, if you're going up to him and he starts swinging on you, even though you don't have the right to detain him, yeah, that's assault on a police officer.
Right. Yeah.
But that never happened.
What got you in trouble, you should have never approached him. You don't have the...
You didn't have the legal requirement to detain him.
And then once you saw his ride pull up, you should have just let that
You should have just
walk.
Backed off.
Yeah.
You had nothing.
Yeah.
You check him for warrants, think you're going to get something. You got nothing.
In short, you more than likely what happened is you saw him sitting there. You thought he might have been a gang member. You pretty basically just profiled the man. He didn't turn out.
It was a pretext for him to check it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's happened to me plenty of times.
And it happens, man. People are profiled all the time. Black people's been complaining this, and you have it right here on video. A man is just sitting at the trolley, at the bus stop, minding his own business, waiting for a ride. And how many police officers show up? 5, 6 for a guy sitting at a bus stop?
I mean, that's
just stupid.
Yeah, I got that happened to me a lot in San Diego.
Yeah.
It was just years ago when I was in the Marine Corps, but I used to.
Yeah,
the cops just, I guess I just look like a criminal.
Yeah, I mean, I defend the blue, but you can't defend this young man's actions, this police officer. You just can't.
Some of y'all are going to because you defend the blue, but you got to remain objective.
Yeah.
He had no legal requirement. Yeah. He had no legal right to actually detain him.
And we just spelled out the legal requirement, the threshold.
In California.
That a person must meet before they determine that you've actually assaulted someone.
Yeah.
Pushing a hand away, that's not assault. Might hurt your feelings.
I mean, but he did that because he kept putting his hands on. Hey, what you doing here? What's going on?
Hey, get your hands off me.
What your rod got here? No, I ain't done yet. What's going on? This is criminal behavior. You're sitting at a bus stop.
What are you doing? Selling drugs?
I mean, you can't do that.
You can't.
That I mean, as a police officer. Rights. Yeah, as a police officer, right after you, why the hell are you even screwing with this dude?
Yeah, he's just sitting there. Wait, he's just sitting down. He's not breaking because he's not doing anything.
And I'm
Why
not gonna,
even risk your career?
Yeah, I'm not going to even play the race card or nothing. But you got to know the political climate we're in.
Yeah,
I would have said, "Hey, if I was a cop and I was white, my name is Officer John Smith. Hey, how's it going? What's going on? Oh, I'm just waiting for a ride.
Okay, cool.
Was you smoking a cigarette? You can't smoke. Oh, fuck me. Oh, okay, well, have a good day." I'm going to go down here.
Your lungs, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm going to go down here. I'm going to look for some real criminals.
That's what you should have handled.
That's what you should have handled.
Oh, screw me? Oh, okay. I'm just looking out for your well-being. You should have kept it moving.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. He didn't do anything.
That was a damn good show.
Yeah. Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help. Here's a man who started from nothing, built a great company, great products, have seen rock bottom, have seen the worst. He ran through drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, this man has accomplished so much thing. He's the epitome of the American dream.
He worked hard, has a successful business, great products, and just because he supported the president of the United States, they've taken him out over 20 stores. They're banning him on social media.
Yeah.
He's having a tough time even marketing his products.
Yeah. In this country, he's a man, a principal. He has employees. He's got a great product. Mm-hmm. And just because he has different political opinions, big tech wants him to go away. But we're not going to let that happen on our channel.
They want to crush this business, too. So support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and use discount code HOGSTWINS. Get up to 60% off.
Yeah. We take care of our patriots in this country. Don't forget, go to officialhogstwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab. Hit the links. Follow us on Telegram. Follow us on Rumble. And follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again. Yeah.